Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Orange County Library System, offering enriching programs and resources for seniors at 15 locations throughout the county, with hands-on workshops, expert-led seminars, and more. A complete list of programs is available at ocls.org/senior/events.
Central Florida's newest Americans take the oath of citizenship. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. As America marks its 250th anniversary this year, we're bringing you conversations from our community, exploring what that milestone means from a Central Florida perspective. This week, we visit a citizenship ceremony as 24 people mark the end of the long process of becoming an American.
For me, for my family, it really represents that now it's actually official. This is actually home. I'm an American citizen, and I'm very proud of it.
We meet Central Florida's newest Americans. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Immigration advocates are concerned over a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that now allows the Trump administration to deport hundreds of thousands of Haitian immigrants. That could threaten communities throughout Florida, where about half of Americans' Haitians live. Central Florida Public Media's Sam Stockbridge reports.
Since 2010, Haitians in the U.S. have been eligible for Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, as disasters and widespread unrest have made it unsafe to return home. Thursday's ruling allows the Trump administration to strip those protections without court interference. Orlando-based immigration attorney Ann Pierville says it won't affect naturalized Haitians or those living in the U.S. with a green card. Pierville, who herself is Haitian American, says the ruling will still have widespread effects throughout the community.
And so I was born and raised here in Central Florida, but I have family, I have friends, I have colleagues, and they will all be affected. I mean, as a community, we are deeply saddened.
In April, the U.S. House passed a resolution to extend Haiti's TPS designation for 3 years. It still awaits a decision in the Senate. Sam Stockbridge, Central Florida Public Media.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is changing permitting requirements to import sloths into the state. Animal advocates see it as a small but important step forward following the deaths of 57 animals brought to Orlando for the failed Sloth World attraction. Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durg has more.
There's still a temporary ban through July 10th on the import of sloths into Florida. But once that ban expires, FWC says the way sloth imports are permitted will change. Sloths have been covered by what's known as Florida's blanket permit to import Class 3 wildlife, like exotic birds, many reptile species, and small mammals. But after July 10th, that blanket permit will no longer cover sloths. Instead, before bringing sloths into Florida, a separate wildlife importation permit will be required, with facilities subject to inspection by FWC staff. Sam Troll with the Sloth Institute is celebrating the change, but says it's just a starting point.
It's a good first step. We still want to see a permanent ban on importing sloths. But I think even with this step, it's really going to come down to how it's enforced.
Sloth Institute research shows the vast majority of sloth imports into the U.S. come through the Port of Miami. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
The Orlando Police Department has launched its drone as a first responder program. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns has more.
The DFR program works by stationing drones on specially designed platforms at 9 locations around the city. Drone pilots can dispatch them directly to the scene of a 911 call and transmit GPS-located live video to officers at OPD's crime center. Police officials say they'll get eyes on the scene in seconds, which will help officers stay safe, make better decisions, and quickly locate suspects. An OPD news release says the drones won't be used for, quote, random patrols or mass surveillance, but only in response to 911 calls. The $759,000 a year contract for the program is with Axon, which already supports the department's body cameras and tasers. Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Join me at Space on Tap, Wednesday, July 8th at Ace Cafe Sanford. It's a chance to get out, grab a drink, meet fellow space enthusiasts, and explore some of the biggest questions in the universe together. This month, we'll talk with University of Florida astrobiologist Amy Williams about the search for life on Mars and what we're learning from NASA's rovers. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are available now at cfpublic.org/spaceontap. As America marks its 250th anniversary this year, we're bringing you conversations from our community, exploring what that milestone means from a Central Florida perspective. This week, Engage's Richard Copeland visited a federal courthouse here in Orlando for a citizenship ceremony as 24 people mark the end of the long process of becoming an American.
On a cloudless Thursday morning in mid-June, 24 individuals representing 15 countries gathered in a cavernous courtroom on the third floor of the George C. Young Federal Annex Courthouse in downtown Orlando. They sat in neat rows off to the side, the visitors' gallery packed with family members. As toddlers occupied themselves with toys and tablets on the deep maroon carpet, the vibe was one of excited anticipation, not the tension you'd expect in a federal courtroom.
All rise. The United States Supreme Court in and for the Middle District of Florida is now in session. The Honorable Tiffany Dyer, United States Bankruptcy Judge, presiding.
Judge Dyer takes her seat on the bench, and Antonio Munoz, a Supervisory Immigration Services officer with the Department of Homeland Security, steps to a lectern off to the right. This isn't a deportation hearing. It's kind of the opposite.
Each individual present today has been personally examined under oath by a designated educations officer. Each one has demonstrated an understanding of the English language, unless exempt, and a knowledge and understanding of the fundamentals of history and the principles and forms of government of the United States. Each has been found to be a person of good moral character, attached to the principles of the Constitution of the United States, and well disposed to the good order and happiness of the United States.
This is a citizenship ceremony. The 24 men and women sitting in the dock aren't on trial. Today, they are becoming Americans.
Your Honor, I respectfully request that all applicants for naturalizations duly notified by the government and present today be admitted as United States citizens of the United States of America.
It is with pleasure that I grant that request.
These people have come to America from all over the globe. Some have been here for decades, slogging through years of paperwork, status check-ins, and judicial updates. The applicants sit patiently while Munoz lists off the names of the countries they've emigrated from.
Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Jamaica, Mexico.
Munoz wraps up the introduction. The stillness and solemnity of the event is broken up by the occasional squawks and laughter from the numerous babies and toddlers in the room as the judge administers the oath of citizenship.
I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I take this obligation freely without any mention reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
24 pairs of eyes are riveted to Judge Dyer. The rest of the room is trained on the individuals in the dock. The tension builds, and everybody knows what's coming when the judge says the words that will change their lives.
Today is the first day you can call yourself an American citizen. It is my privilege and my honor, and I'm delighted to share this important day with you and to be among the very first of people to welcome you and your talents and your hopes and your dreams to this country.
Before the ceremony concludes, Judge Dyer reminds the new citizens of the importance of remembering their cultures while embracing American traditions.
Assimilating into society here as an American citizen does not mean forgetting your roots. Your heritage is now part of America's heritage. Please share your traditions and the things that are important to you with your fellow Americans. It's this type of cultural exchange and freedom that makes the United States truly exceptional.
As the judge finishes her statements, a guest sings an especially heartwarming rendition of the national anthem.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
The ceremony is over, and family members rush to the docks to meet their loved ones with hugs and cheers. Outside the courtroom, everybody is running off for various midday celebrations. Carolina DeMello has lived in Florida for 2 years. She moved here from Brazil. She speaks about the importance of the day through a beaming smile.
Oh, it meant a lot. Like, I have been waiting for this since I married my husband, that is American. I need to be a citizen to live with him here. And I'm so happy for this experience today. I cried when the girl sang the anthem song. The judge, it was very beautiful words she said, and I'm feeling now a citizen, a real American citizen.
How will you be celebrating?
We are going to a special dinner, and we are celebrating with champagne and country music. We love American country music.
Ana Paula immigrated from Brazil as well. She's been here since 2018. Her husband's company brought them to America and helped sponsor her citizenship. Outside the courtroom, Paula talks about what this means for her kids.
You know, I don't know if they understand now what this means. Yeah, but I'm sure when they, like, grow up, they're gonna understand, like, what this everything means to us, to our family. And I'm so proud for everything.
Leticia Pereira also came to America from Brazil. She's been waiting for this day for 12 long years.
It's almost like a dream coming true, and this is home for me. So I'm extremely happy, and this is wonderful. Very emotional inside there. Yeah.
When you wake up tomorrow morning, you'll wake up an American.
Yes.
What will be different for you?
Now I can vote, right? So I'm going to register to vote, and I'll apply for a U.S. Passport. But for me, for my family, it really represents that now it's actually official. This is actually home. I'm an American citizen, and I'm very proud of it. Yes, extremely proud of it.
After 10 minutes, the courtroom is empty. Everybody is funneled into the third floor elevators, out of the building, and onto their new lives as the nation's newest citizens. In 1 month, a new set of applicants will fill the same courtroom, with friends and family eagerly waiting in attendance to hear the words immigrants in America long to hear.
I wish the best for each of you as you go forward as American citizens. So congratulations and welcome home.
That story produced by Engage's Richard Copeland. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.